OTTAWA. A majority of Canadians think the federal government should spend more on healthcare, a housing strategy and initiatives to ease inflation and cost of living issues, a new poll suggests, but they also want it to freeze or reduce other spending. Nearly three-quarters of respondents to the New Léger poll, or 71%, said the federal government should spend more on healthcare and health transfers to the provinces. Only 3% of the 1,545 Canadian respondents polled over the weekend said the government should spend less. The poll does not have a margin of error because online polls aren't considered truly random samples. When it comes to a housing strategy and initiatives to tackle inflation and cost of living issues, 66% said they were in favor of increasing government spending, and only 6% said it should decrease. But most respondents wanted the government to reduce or maintain other spending, including on national defense, services to Indigenous communities and international aid. International aid in conflict zones or developing countries was the category at the bottom of the list, with 45% saying spending should be cut. Only 12% of respondents said the government should spend more. Christian Bourque, executive vice president at Léger, pointed out in an interview that that doesn't necessarily translate to Canadians' views on conflicts, since survey respondents tend to favor domestic spending over international dollars. For example, he said, other polls show a majority of Canadians believe the government of Canada should support Ukraine in its fight against Russian invaders. Just under one-third of respondents to the poll, or 31%, said the government should cut funding for cultural and heritage initiatives, while 12% were in favor of increasing it. The respondents were also asked to agree or disagree with a variety of statements about the overall federal budget. A large majority, 83%, agreed that increases in federal spending should be capped to avoid fueling inflation. A slightly smaller number, 79%, said that federal spending should be reduced to come back to balanced budgets in a few years. Just over two-thirds of the respondents, or 67%, said federal spending should be frozen to rein in deficits and get back to a balanced budget. But on the other hand, 72% agreed that returning to balanced budgets too quickly would hurt certain categories of the population. Despite all that, just over half, 56%, indicated they didn't want to see government spending limited at all, at least not now. They agreed with the statement that it's not the right time to limit spending increases because there are too many pressing social and economic issues in Canada right now. Bourque said the contradictory results indicate Canadians are balanced in terms of what they expect when it comes to spending limits in Ottawa. Somebody meaner than me would say they want to have their cake and eat it too, he said. Do they want to curb spending? Yes. Do they want us to continue to spend on making Canadians' lives better? Yes. The takeaway for the government, Bourque said, is to be measured and reasonable when it comes to spending. 30% wanted more government funds for national defense, while 21% wanted less defense spending. Similarly, 29% were in favor of the government spending more on services to Indigenous communities, while 23% wanted that spending cut. A further 28% of respondents said they wanted more spending on benefits provided through the Department of Employment and Social Development Canada. 13% wanted less funds for those government benefits. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 6, 2023. Anya Caradelia, The Canadian Press.